actually all over here in Tyrconnell Park. Referee Ryan Walsh only played about a minute and 30 seconds, and it ended all square. He blew that final whistle just shortly after David Monaghan had got a share of the spoils for the home side, 9 points each. And a very, very exciting game. Probably a draw, a fair result at the end. I think only just only 2 points of the 18 that were scored from frees. The attendance here, fairly, fairly healthy attendance as well, treated to a very, very good encounter. In the first half, the side were level four times. The first 6 points were shared before Martin McElhenney and Carlos O'Reilly put St. Michael's two ahead by 3. Then Joe Leap and Killian Faulkner hit back for four masters before Kyle McGarvey and Carlos O'Reilly had four masters two ahead at the break, 7-5. Then Senan Carr and Senan Quinn leveled matters again, 7 points each early in the second half. St. Michael's lost Michael Cannon to a black card, and Connor Reid edged four masters ahead from a free on 18 minutes. Carlos O'Reilly leveled again after 20 minutes, and then after 26 minutes, Michael McGinley edged St. Michael's in front again, but just before the full-time whistle, David Monaghan, the hero for four masters, going forward from cornerback to loft over an equaliser. It's finished here, all square in Tyrconnell Park. It's four masters, 9 points, St. Michael's, 9 points.